Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 6. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When a man or woman separates by making a vow of a Nazirite to be separate to Yahuwah, he separates from wine and strong drink. He drinks neither vinegar of wine nor vinegar of strong drink. Neither does he drink any grape juice, nor eat grapes or raisins. All the days of his separation, he does not eat whatever is made of the grapevine, from seed to skin. All the days of the vow of his separation, a razor does not come upon his head, until the days are completed for which he separates himself to Yahuwah. He is Kodesh. He shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow long. All the days of his separation to Yahuwah, he does not go near a dead body. He does not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or his sister when they die, because his separation to Elohim is on his head. All the days of his separation, he is Kodesh to Yahuwah. And when anyone dies beside him in an instant, suddenly, and he has defiled the head of his separation, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day, he shaves it. And on the eighth day, he brings two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the Kohen, to the door of the tent of appointment. And the Kohen shall prepare one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering, and shall make atonement for him, because he sinned by reason of the dead body. And he shall kadosh his head on that day, and shall separate to Yahuwah the days of his separation, and shall bring a male lamb a year old as a guilt offering. But the former days are not counted, because his separation was defiled. And this is the Torah of the Nazirite. When the days of his separation are completed, he is brought to the door of the tent of appointment, and he shall bring his offering to Yahuwah, one male lamb a year old, a perfect one, as a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb a year old, a perfect one, as a sin offering, and one ram, a perfect one, as a peace offering, and a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, and unleavened thin cakes anointed with oil, and their grain offering with their drink offerings. And the Kohen shall bring them before Yahuwah, and prepare his sin offering and his burnt offering. And he shall prepare the ram as a peace offering to Yahuwah, together with the basket of unleavened bread. And the Kohen shall prepare its grain offering and its drink offering. And the Nazirite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tent of appointment, and shall take the hair from the head of his separation, and shall put it on the fire which is under the slaughtering of the peace offering. And the Kohen shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake from the basket, and one unleavened thin cake, and put them upon the hands of the Nazirite after he has shaved his dedicated hair. Then the Kohen shall wave them, a wave offering before Yahuwah. It is Kodesh for the Kohen, besides the breast of the wave offering, and besides the thigh of the contribution. And afterwards the Nazirite shall drink wine. This is the Torah of the Nazirite, who vows to Yahuwah the offering for his separation, and besides that, whatever else his hand is able to provide, according to the vow which he takes, so he shall do according to the Torah of his separation.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to Aharon and his sons, saying, This is how you barak the children of Israel. Say to them, Yahuwah barak you and guard you. Yahuwah make his face shine upon you and show favor to you. Yahuwah lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Thus they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I myself shall barak them.